Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Lamed Gimel. We left off on daf Lamed Beis and Beis at the two dots, I believe. So two dots, daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Just to remind ourselves, because we're going to refer back to it, we had a machlokas yesterday between Rabba and Rav Yosef in situations where a guy comes with a shtar to Beis Din, and he says that this person owes me money, or that this land that I'm on is mine, and the other party said that's a shtar mezuyaf. I don't know what you're talking about. Why would you think that you can collect with such a shtar, that you can keep the karka with such a shtar? It's clearly a shtar mezuyaf. And the person holding the shtar leaned over and told the judge, in this case it was Rabba, he told Rabba, it's true, it is a shtar mezuyaf, but I used to have a kasher shtar, I lost it, and therefore I'm holding this instead. So Rabba had said that in that case, the person is believed with the migo. Migo that he could have not said anything, and he could have just been believed with this shtar. So we're going to believe him that it really belongs to him, that the money is really owed to him, or that the karka really belongs to him. And Rav Yosef says, no, you can't have a migo that's based on a shtar mezuyaf. The shtar is a chaspa bialma. The shtar is a piece of garbage. So you can't say migo that he could have been believed with this shtar. We know that this shtar is nothing. We know that this shtar is absolutely worthless. He was even moda that this shtar is absolutely worthless. That was the machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef. And the Gemara paskened at the end that the halacha is like Rav Yosef when it comes to money, and the halacha is like Rabba when it comes to land. Meaning again, Rav Yosef is the one that said we cannot rely on the shtar. So when it comes to money and the person is trying to use the shtar to retrieve money, to get money away from you, so the halacha is going to be that we can't rely on the shtar to be motzi mamon. And the halacha is going to be when it comes to land, where I'm trying to use the shtar to assert my own control over this land and to keep land that I'm already on. So since it's not about being motzi anything, it's about keeping something that I'm already muchzuk in. So we're going to paskin that you can rely on such a migo when it comes to land. So that was the machlokas from yesterday. Says the Gemara at the two dots. Hu arva damle lelove, a cosigner said to a love, Havli me'azuzi deprati l'malvi yilavach v'ashtara. Give me the $100 that I paid to the malva for you, on your behalf, and here's the shtar. So amalei lav praticha. So the lover responds, wait a second, didn't I already pay you? Why would I pay you again? I already paid up. For yes, you did pay the malva on my behalf, but I've already paid you for that. I've already reimbursed you. So amalei lav hadarta shekaltinu minai. So the Arev responds to the Lova, and he says, but yes, you've already paid me, but didn't you then borrow more money from me? So therefore I want you to pay me up because you borrowed different money from me, so I want you to pay for that money. So Shalcha Ravidi Baravin L'Kameh Dabai Ki Ayavna Mai. So Ravidi Baravin sent the Shaila to Abaye, and he said, what do we do in this situation where he definitely already paid up, everyone was moda that the Lova already paid up the amount of money that was in the shtar? It's just that he had since borrowed money again, supposedly. According to the Arev, he has since borrowed money again, as can the Arev collect based on the koach of this shtar from money that's not really spoken about in this shtar. So Shaluch Abaye, Abaye says, Maiti Baile, what kind of shayla? We already paskin that the halacha is like Rabba when it comes to land, and the halacha is like Rav Yosef when it comes to money, and that's exactly the halacha that we should apply over here. Why? Because over here again, the shtar itself is worthless in terms of the money that he's actually claiming he's owed, because the money he's claiming he's owed is not the money that's spoken about in the shtar. It was a subsequent loan that may or may not have ever happened. What it says in the shtar has already been taken care of. So the only reason to believe him would be, Migo, that I could have said that the money in the shtar was never paid up, so you should believe me when I say that the money in the shtar was paid up, but that there was a subsequent loan. So that's exactly our case of Migo, when you know that a shtar is a piece of garbage. So didn't we say when it comes to getting money from somebody, to extracting something, to being motzi mamon from somebody, that we're going to paskin that you're unable to be motzi mamon based on such a shtar? So that's it. So we can't be motzi mamon based on such a shtar. The hecha de ukumi zuzi lukmu. Whoever has the money right now gets to keep the money. So it says so that it would be a clear psak halacha. It says the Gemara, "V'hani mili da'amalei hadarta uzavtin humi na'i." But that's only if the claim was that you have since borrowed again from me, that you returned the money, and that deal was over, sealed, finished, and the only reason I'm saying you owe me money is because of a totally separate deal. You borrowed money on a different occasion from me. But if the claim was, yes, you paid me back, but the money you paid me back was very low quality money, it was rusty and there was a problem with the money, and therefore I returned the money right back to you because I wasn't happy with that payment, so then we're able to rely on that shtar, because then the claim is for money that's actually written in the shtar. It's not that it's a new loan, it's a new deal, it's a continuation of the deal that's written in the shtar. So then he'd be allowed to collect with that shtar, because he has, there's no reason not to, the shtar is still 100% 100% valid. So just in terms of the shaila, what was the havamina to assume that the shaila is any different than what we just said in the Gemara? Meaning we just very clearly paskind one way when it comes to ara, and the other way when it comes to money. So if you look at the Rashbam on the third white line, ki ayavna mai, so says the Rashbam, delo dami kol kach lishtar milveh. It's not so similar to a shtar of a loan, the la'el that we spoke about before, the paskin krav yosef, meaning previously we said that when it comes to a shtar of a loan, where the shtar says, Ruvein el Shimon money, so, and Shimon is moda, the shtar is mezuyav, but that he had another outstanding loan, so we clearly pass on like Rav Yosef. Why is this not the same exact case? After all, this shtar is also admittedly something that's completely worthless because it's already been paid back. So he says the tchilik is as follows: the hasa moda haya bal shtar sheshtar achar haya lo v'ne'evad. Over there, in the previous case, the Baal HaShtar was moda that he had a different shtar, where he was really owed money, and that other shtar was the valid shtar, and he had lost it. And he just took this in order to be able to get his money back. But this shtar that he's holding in his hand is absolutely mezuyif. It's absolutely forged. It wasn't even written on this loan. Hilkach hifsid. That's why he loses out. Because wherever the money is right now, you keep it. That was in the previous case. But in our case, we had a hava meaning that it's a little bit different. Why? There was no other shtar. This was the only shtar he ever had. Ki imzeh. V'hilkach. Afal gav de parinu. And therefore, even though this shtar has already been paid back, I would think that when there's a subsequent loan, it's as if this shtar is being brought back into effect. And it's as if this shtar was never paid up. It's not like in the previous case where the shtar that he brought into court never doesn't mean anything and never did mean anything. It's completely mezuyav. It was a complete piece of garbage. So that in that case, I understand. So such a shtar is not going to be able to be used to be motzi mamon. In our case, the shtar was a valid shtar. It's just that it was paid up. But I would think that a subsequent loan would make it ki'ilu it wasn't paid up. V'chayiv l'paru, and therefore you should have to pay again. O dilmo, or the other tzad is, mikal makom modu hushaparu. But what do you mean? At the end of the day, he was moda, the shtar has already been paid up. V'chayim l'shtar shalavbo paru, enuchaz v'lovbo, shekvar nimchal shibudo. We know that you're not allowed to use a shtar twice for two separate shibudim. V'hay shtar chas b'yalma, and therefore it's chas b'yalma. And the Gemara Paskin is like that second side, that the shtar is chas b'yalma, and it's exactly the same as we said before. But that was the havamina, at least. Okay, so that's how the Rashbam understands the havamina to be mechalik between the two cases. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rabba bar Sharshum nafak alei kala, deka'achal aradi yasmi. Rabba bar Sharshum had, there were rumors going out around about him that he was eating from the land of Yisomim, that he was taking property that belonged to Yisomim and eating the peros from the property that belonged to Yisomim. If you look at Tosos, nafak alei kala deka'achal aradi yasmi, pirish yata kol shehu shel Yisomim. The kol was that the land that he was eating from belonged to Yisomim. It's not that the kol was that initially the land belonged to their fathers, and right now we don't know who it belongs to. Because if that were the case, he could say, yes, it did belong to their fathers and to their father, and I bought it from their father. So it must be that their kol was, and again, a kol isn't Edim, but the kol was that this land that he's eating from still belongs to Yisamim, that it's the land of Yisamim. So Abaye says, do you care to explain yourself? What exactly is going on over here? So he says, I had held on to a piece of land as a mashkon from the father of these Yisamim. Right? I had taken it as a mashkon. V'havali zuzi achrini gabei, he happened to have owed me other money. V'achalta shnei mashkanta, and the mashkon time was over, meaning I had taken it as a mashkon for X period of time to eat the peros until it equals the amount of money I was owed for that mashkon, and I did, and the time was up, and I had eaten all the peros that corresponded to what I was owed, and then I realized that he owes me other money for something else. So Amina, where this land was not supposed to be a mashkon. So Amina, I said to myself, Ima Adanila Araliyasmi, if I were to go return this land to the Yisamim, and I were to claim that the Yisamim owed me some other money, then the psak is going to be that if I want to collect money from the Yisamim, I'm going to need to take a shvua, it's lo yipar el b'shvua. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to go through that. So rather than giving this mashkon back like I'm supposed to, and then going and making a separate claim on separate money that's owed to me, I figured, ela'ach b'shel shtar mashkanta, I'll hide the shtar mashkanta, the shtar that says that this land was a mashkon, which would then verify that I was allowed to be here, but that I have to return it already. Va'och l'shir zuzi, and then I'll continue to eat the peros from this land, corresponding to the amount of money that I'm still owed from the father of the Yisomim, and this way I won't have to go through the hassle of making a separate claim and swearing or whatever. This way I'll just be able to take it straight up. Because after all, if I wanted, I could have claimed that the land that I bought this land. So since if I would have said l'kuchu biyadi, I would have been believed. So when I say that the guy owes me money still, I'm going to be believed. So I'll be believed with Migo, and therefore I can continue to eat from this land. Samalei, so he responded to him, l'kuchu biyadi lo matzamit. You never could have said l'kuchu biyadi. Because there's a kol out there that it's not yours, that it belongs to the Yisomim, and therefore you could not say l'kuchu biyadi. So that's the question. I couldn't say l'kuchu biyadi. I'm not allowed to make a taina against the kol. Kol is enough to prove me wrong. So we're going to have to see how the Rashbam and Tosfos understand this. So anyway, he tells him, here's what you have to do. You need to go take the land, return it to the Yisamim, and when the Yisamim get a little bit older, you'll have a din Torah with them about the other monies that you're owed. But in the meantime, this land, you cannot continue to eat from this land. I'll smach that this is a payback for other money that had nothing to do with this land, that had nothing to do with the original mashkon on this land. So let's backtrack a little bit. So first of all, the claim of Rava Bar Sharshum was that I figured it's better for me to just keep this land and eat the peros, because if I were to return it and make a separate claim, I would need to take a shvua in order to get paid back. So if you look at Tosos, Amar Rabbanan Abali Parah, the top Tosos, Afal Pi Sha'af B'Shvua Lo HaYachol Lipar Mehem Ad She'Yigdalu, meaning what was his taina? His taina was, I could have gotten paid back if I wanted to, but it just would have been a hassle. I would have had to take a shvua, right? If I would have given the land back the way I was supposed to, I could have gotten paid back. I just would have had to take a shvua. So Tosos, not really. You couldn't have gotten paid back even with a shvua until they become gedolim, until the children are old enough, till they're bar mitzvah. Before they're bar mitzvah, when they're still ketanim, even a shvua isn't going to help you. So what kind of migo is that? Migo that, that knowing that if I wanted, I could have gotten paid back in that way. So let me just get paid back in this way. So says, even though he couldn't have gotten paid back until they got older, as the Psak Halacha in the end is, right? That was the Psak Halacha that Abaye gave him, that when they get older, then you'll have a din Torah with them. Right? That wasn't what had bothered him. Meaning, what he was saying was not that I don't stand to gain anything else by hiding the shtar mashkon and eating from the land like this. It's just his primary motivation was to avoid the shvua. Meaning, the migo that he was using was migo that he could have said lekuchi biyadi. So the migo had nothing to do with this anyway. He was just trying to explain his logic as to why he would want to do this. So he's saying, I was doing this to avoid a shvua. Fractosos, what do you mean you're doing this to avoid a shvua? You're also doing this because you can get paid back now by doing this as opposed to waiting until they become gedolim. So that didn't bother him so much. If he would have known that he could have gotten paid back when they were gedolim without a shvua, then he wouldn't have been motivated to do this whole shtick. He's only doing this because he didn't want to have to take a shvua, and the waiting period wasn't the primary motivating factor. V'nira, the Rav Bar Shashim Savak Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, the Mefarish Taima B'Shilim Mechiltin, Taima De'in Eskakim Nuxay Som Mishum Tzrari, Dik Rav Papa, the Mefarish Mishum Depriyas Balchav Mitzvah, V'yasmi Lav B'nei Be'evin Mitzvah Nidhu, he says it has to be that Rav Bar Shashim held that the reason that Ein Eskakim Nuxay Somim is not because the idea of paying back alone is a mitzvah, and yisomim ketanim are not chayiv in mitzvahs. That's not the svara. The svara is not that yisomim don't have to pay back because they're not yet b'nei mitzvah. Because im kain, afilu yehei emes kedvarav lo yachol akiv lem hakarka b'chovo. Because then even if he's telling the truth, bottom line is, he still wouldn't be able to keep the karka, and to hold on to that karka and eat the peiros as payment for his chov. Because they're still not b'nei mevin mitzvah. So if the whole reason that it's difficult to get paid back from yisomim is that they're not chayiv in mitzvos, then he wouldn't be, even if he's telling the truth and he has a valid taina that he's really owed the money and we believe him 100%, he still can't keep the land because they're still not b'nei mevin mitzvah. They're still not people who are chayiv in doing mitzvos. So that must be that Rav Bar Shashim held of the other reason that the Gemara is going to say in Daf Kufayin Dalet Mishum Tzrari as to why it is that Ein Iskakel L'Nechsei Yisomim. The next issue that's important to deal with over here, Tosfos discusses Ach B'Shei L'Shtar Mashkanta. The guy hid, Rav Bar Shashim hid the Shtar Mashkon, and he continued to eat from the karka, the shir zuzi, the amount of money that he claimed to be owed. Says Tosos, Dafka Mishum de Kavash l'shtar mashkanta matzi l'meir melkuchu biyadi. He's only able to claim that he had purchased this land because the shtar mashkon is hidden and he never brought it out. Zaloha yadua de b'toris mashkanta asal yade, and no one else knew that he originally received this land as a mashkon. Diyavu yadi de mei yikar b'toris mashkanta asal yadi. Had other people known that he had originally received this land as a mashkon, lo hayatoin Rav Bar Shashim sheyachalomar lekuchu biyadi. He never would have been able to claim that it's lekuchu biyadi. Why not? Mididahava uman va'aris te'in lo chazaka b'stei arisuso. Why is it that an aris doesn't have a chazaka in a land that he's working as the sharecropper? Since everyone knows that, yes, he's been working on that land, but he's been hired as the artist for that land. So you're not going to be able to claim 3 years later, I have a chazaka, you see, I've been on this land for 3 years. Everyone knows how you originally got on that land. So the kain dvar masuyin lahash lahaske v'gazlan dmei kar yadin d'gazal sadazu dein lo shum chazaka. If we know how you got that land, and we know that it wasn't as a result of you did not receive that land as a result of you being the owner of that land, of you being the rightful owner of that land, then chazakah is not going to happen after 3 years. The assumption is that the other person is not going to make a macha'a because there's a reason why you're on the land. They're not going to make a macha'a, what are you doing in my land? You're supposed to be on the land because there's another reason why you're supposed to be on the land, either because you have it as a mashkon or whatever it is, you're the artist. Whenever there's a logical reason why you're supposed to be on that land, and therefore there's no reason for the real owner to make a macha'a, so if there's no ability to make a macha'a, or there's no motivation to make a macha'a, then there's no ability to develop a chazaka. So he never could have said, l'kuchi b'yadiyas, chazaka would have been worthless had anyone known, or had everyone known, that this shtar was in fact available, that this shtar existed, that he had originally come to the land as a mashkon, that he had taken it as a mashkon. And the final issue to discuss on this little piece that we just did with Rav Bar Shashum is we said that Abaye had told him, you can't say, look, you can't be believed with amigo that you could have said the kuchi biyadi, because there's already a call going around that it belongs to the Yisomim. So says the Rashbam, if you look at Rashbam Dibra Maskal Amar Leh, about 7 lines in, last one line is V'kivan, V'kivan di'adata di'iskala alach da'ara da'mashkanti higabach, since you know that there's a call, that this land is a mashkon by you, v'lo l'kucha, and that it's not something you had purchased, ein l'cha macha g'dol l'mizu, that itself is the greatest macha. V'hay l'cha li'izar b'shtarcha, you should have been more careful about your shtar. Therefore, you have to go and return the land to the Yisomim right now. When they get older, when they become b'nei mitzvah, so then you can go and take a shavua like anyone who wants to get paid back from Yisomim. The calls man shem katanim in yordan lichsehem ligvos man, because as long as they're katanim, you cannot collect from them. Because I mean, berichin perik shumei Yisomim ain eskalkin lichsehem Yisomim elim kain ribus ocheles ben, etc. And then he says a few lines later, didn't we say that you're allowed to sell the nechasim of the Yisomim until they're 20 years old? The Yisomim are not entitled to deal with, or they're not obligated to deal with the nechasim of their father until they're 20. Bezin's not going to sell or force them to sell lands to pay for expenses until they're 20 years old, but to pay for money that's owed, so already by the time they're 13, that you're going to have to do. Now, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos Dibra Maskel Migal Dibayi Lameimel Lekuchahi, says Tosfos Vitema, my daite, the Rav Bar Sharshim, da afilu itan lekuchi biyadi shvas hesos li'olim tzarech, says Tosfos, wait a second. What do you mean? He could have said the kuchli biyadi. Even if he would have said the kuchli biyadi, he would still need to take a shvuas hesus. The nihide in nishban al karkos midaraisa midrabban nishban. Because granted, you don't take a shvuah on karka midaraisa, but midrabban you do take a shvuah on karka. K'moshu dikdek Rav Haigon mehida kosev, like Rav Haigon is medayik from the Gemara in Ksubis. So skip down a couple of lines. So this kasha is, what do you mean? What kind of migo is this? Migo that I could have said the kuchli biyadi and I would have been believed. You wouldn't have just been believed if you said the kuchli biyadi. You would have had to take a shvuah. If you say l'kuchi biyadi, v'yesh lomar says tells us the ein nishban shvuas heses elahecha detatan bari li, that shvuas heses is only required when the other party says a tainas bari. Aval hacha lav tainas bari hu shein vaday li yisom shakar kazu ein l'kuchi biyado. Over here, the Yisomim don't have a tainas bari. The Yisomim don't know for sure that this guy never bought the land. What do they know about their father's business affairs? Hilchach yavatayin l'kuchi biyadi lav etzark shvuas heses, and therefore, had he claimed the kuchi biyadi, he would not have required a shvuas heses. So the shvuas heses doesn't bother us. And the truth is, the Rashbam in the second skinny line had referred to the shvua. He said me'amnei is believed, and the Rashbam says below shvua. And the Rashbam apparently was only concerned about the Shvua d'Oraisa. He said, yeah, don't worry, you believe without a Shvua, because they Nishpan al Karkos. What about the Shvua Sessus? So that's what Tosfos is dealing with, that there would not have even been a Shvua Sessus, because there's no Tainas Bari on the other side. Now, why is it that he doesn't have a migo l'kuchi biyadi? So Abai told him, you could not have said l'kuchi biyadi because of the kol. Right? So says Tosfos, the following Tosfos, Afal Gavdi Hava Amar Lekuchi Biyadi Hava Ne'eman. Now wait a second, had he actually claimed Lekuchi Biyadi, would he have been believed? Would we say, no, there's a kol that says that you didn't buy it, and therefore you're not believed? What exactly is the status of a kol? It's not an aid, it's not edim, it's what is a kol? Why is it that he would not have been believed to say l'kuchi biyadi? So says Tosfos, no, if he would have said l'kuchi biyadi, he would have been believed. The point is, he doesn't have a migo that he could have said the kuchi biyadi. Why? Mikomakum lavi migo v'achi perusho. Not that you would not have been believed to say the kuchi biyadi, but lo yisi yachal lehayis panecha v'lomar kein, kiven enough a kala ve'in kan migo. It's a migo da'aza. Yes, you would have been believed had you said the kuchi biyadi, but we know you never would have said the kuchi biyadi, because you would not have had the chutzpah to lie in that way. Knowing that it's not true, that the kuchi biyadi is not true, you never would have gone against a kol where rumors are abound that it's not l'kuchi biyadcha, and you never would have made that claim if that claim weren't true. So you don't really have the, we don't believe you with the claim that you're making, migo, that you could have said l'kuchi biyadi, because we don't believe that you ever would have said l'kuchi biyadi. Ukinin say yesh parak shein de kedushin, and we have this idea, this type of migo da'aza. Umari mirtza loma l'mezir ha'yisi l'mashvi nafshi rishia pirush eno omer baratzon mezir ha'yisi. You can't have a migo that you could have said mezra yisi, because you never would have said that. Meaning anything that you would not have actually said, you're not going to have a migo to say that you could have said that. So this is, it's a different way of destroying the migo. It's not that the migo is not good because you wouldn't be believed to say the other claim. It's that the migo is not good because you never would have said the other claim. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Previd Ravidi Barabin Shachav Vishavak Dikla. Ravidi Barabin's relative died, and he left a dekel tree. Ravidi Barabin Amara Nakriv Netzvei. Ravidi Barabin says, I'm the closest relative, and therefore I should get the tree. Asahu Gavra Amar Anakriv Netzvei. Another guy came along and said, no, I'm the closest relative, and therefore I should get the tree. Lesof Odule Di'u Karav Tvei. In the end, he admitted that he was the closest relative. That's at least our Girsa. Meaning this guy who was holding onto the tree was finally moded to Ravidi Baravin, that Ravidi Baravin was the closer relative, and therefore he gave it back to Ravidi Baravin. Tosos, we're not going to read the whole Tosos, but in the first couple of lines over there, he right away quotes a different girsa. Hachersin sof odile velo garis ti iu karv tfei. That the girsa is that he was moded to him, but not moda that he was the closer relative. Meaning he gave him the tree, but he just didn't want to. He said, we're family, why should we fight? Here, take the tree. But not that he finally was moda that he's actually the closer relative. He still claims, I'm the closer relative, but he gave it to Ravidi Baravin saying, I don't want to cause a fight. I don't want to fight with you, and therefore take the tree. Why is that important? Because of how the rest of the story plays out. Ukmar of Chista Biyadeh, so if Chista let Ravidi keep it, Ravidi says, that's not good enough. I don't just want the tree. What about all the peros you've been eating from this tree since you first got it? I want that too. So Amar, Zeu Shamram Alavadam Gadolu, so the relative says, this is the guy that you call an Adam Gadol. Aman Kasamich Mar, Ahai, Hakamar Danamak Rav Netvei. Who are you relying on to assume that you're entitled to this tree? You're relying on the fact that this guy was finally molded to you, that you should get the tree. But guess what? This guy also said that he's really the closer relative, and therefore he's really the one entitled to the tree. So he's being nice and he's giving it to you, but he's the closer relative. So how can you claim the peros? If you're relying on his word to be machzik in the tree, and his word is the one that said that he's the closest relative, so why are you entitled to the fruits? Now, according to Tosos, this fits in really nicely. If you have Tosos gear, so the guy was never moda that Ravidi is the closer relative. All he said is, take the tree back because I don't want us to fight. It's not nice for family to be fighting. I don't want to cause a scene. Here, take the tree back. But the guy still insisted, this other fellow still insisted, that he was in fact the closer relative. So then you understand this taina, that you're relying on him to take the tree back, and he still claims that he's the closer relative. But according to our girsa, how are we going to understand this line? So if you look at the Rashbam, the last Rashbam on the page, Ahai ahoda aspiv shemoda achshav sha'ata karav yoser. You're relying on this guy's current hoda aspiv that you, Ravidi, are the closer relative. Va'yu da'amar arhashta anakriv netvei. But he's the same guy who said until now that he's the closer relative, meaning until now that he's the closer relative, he's been saying. V'achal peros bedin kol dalam gavar. And therefore, the peros he's been eating, he was entitled to because of the din of kol dalam gavar, since we didn't know who, in fact, was the closer relative. And this guy was the one that was in control of it. So he was the one that had overpowered Rav Yehuda bar Avin, and that's the halacha. And granted, he's giving it to you now, and he's being molded to you, but it's like a gift. He didn't have to say anything. He could have just hung on to it. And the fact that he's being molded to you now, you should be happy that you're getting it, because it's a ki'ilu, you're receiving a gift. Aye, this guy's moda that it didn't belong to him. Yeah, but he didn't have to be moda that it didn't belong to him. And therefore, you should view it as if you're getting a gift, and you shouldn't be a chazir about it and try to get all the peros as well. Very difficult read, according to the Rashbam. Again, according to Tosfos, it's much better. If the guy was never moda that it belonged to Ravidi, it works out much better. Abaye Rava Lasrilu Hadar Achista, Kivan the Odi Odi. Abaye and Rava don't hold of this statement of Rav Chista, given the Odi Odi, that meaning Rav Chista is the one that said that you don't get the peros. They said no, given the Odi Odi, since he was moda that he was not the rightful owner, so that's it, he was moda, and therefore the peros have to be returned as well. Right, Zamar Shalavosa Vizamar Shalavosa, a piece of land, each party says it belonged to their father. Hi, Isi Sadi Dafasi, who? Reuven brings witnesses that it in fact belonged to his father until the day of the father's death, and the father never sold it. V'hai Aisa, that's the Rashbam has that in. V'aisi sa'adidach lishnei chazaka. And Shimon brings witnesses that he has a chazaka on the land, that he's been there for 3 years. Amar Rav Chista said, Malo l'shaker, Iba yamrle, minach zvinta v'achat lishnei chazaka. We believe Shimon, since Shimon is Aiden that he has a chazaka, so Migo that he could have said that he had purchased it from Reuven, that Enoch Hinami Reuven, it belongs to your fathers till the day of their death, but I bought it from you, and I have a chazaka on it, so he's going to be believed, Shimon's going to be believed to say that it belonged to his father, even though we know that it didn't. Based on the other Eidim. Abai Rav Lasrilu had Rav Chista, Mali Shakar Makam Eidim. Abai Rav said, no, Rav Chista has the Pesach wrong, because this is a Migo B'Makam Eidim, right? You're believing with a Migo that, believe me that I'm saying that it belonged to my father, Migo that I could have said, L'kuchi B'Yadi. Well, we have Eidim that say that it didn't belong to your father. We have Eidim not against the claim that you could have said, against the claim that you are saying. So we know that you're lying, so we're not going to believe you with a Migo. A guy says to his friend, what are you doing in my land? What do you mean, what am I doing in your land? I bought it from you, and now I have a chazak in it. He tried to gather witnesses that he has a chazak in it. He was only able to get witnesses that he had it for 2 years. Amar Rav Nachman, Hadra Ara Vahadra Piri. So Rav Nachman says you need to return the land, and you need to return whatever peros you had eaten from this land. Amros vidim tan va'amar leperos yiraditi neman. Had he claimed that he was going to this land just for the peros, that he had paid to be able to receive the peros of this land, or something like that, then he would be believed. Lav miyamar of Yehuda haiman denachat magla v'tuvilu biyadei. After all, doesn't Rav Yehuda say that if you come with equipment in your hand to go pick fruits, that and you're saying, I'm going into this other person's property in order to pick the fruits from his dekel tree because he has sold me the fruits and the right to pick the fruits, Nehemen, he's believed. So over here also, a person is believed to say that he went down the peros iraditi, I went into the field for the peros, and therefore I don't have to return the peros. Because we assume that a person would never have the chutzpah to just walk in someone else's field with equipment and start cutting down fruits from a tree that doesn't belong to him. So to over here, the person would never have the chutzpah to go in and to eat peros that aren't his, and the chazakah that a person would never have the chutzpah to do that is enough for the guy to be believed to say that it's his peros. So practically, then shouldn't it be enough for the guy to be believed to say that it's his land also? Who goes into somebody else's land and just lives there? So answers Gemara, Ara Amrin Le'ach Vishtarcha. No, by land, Enoch Nemin. This Gemara sounds like Chazakah is really established in one day. You're in someone else's land, who has the chutzpah to do that? Obviously it's yours. But there's a major reisa on the one day chazaka, and that is, where's your shtar? And that's why it takes 3 years to have a real chazaka, because we assume you'd hold on for the shtar also. So, shouldn't you say the same thing by peros also? Ach vishtarcha, show me your shtar if it really belongs to you. And it says Gemara, shtari leperi lo avid inshi. People don't make a shtar for peros, and therefore there is no taina of ach vishtarcha for peros, and therefore the chazaka is established immediately in a single day. Okay, we'll pick up from the next story tomorrow.